The elections for Abilene Council Place 5 are almost upon us, with early voting beginning April 22nd. The race for the position of Place 5 is heavily contested with many candidates. Cynthia Vidres, founder and director of the Battering Intervention and Prevention Program of Abilene, is running for Abilene Council Place 5. This is her second time to run for local public office. Elvidra has made an unsuccessful bid for a spot on the Abilene School Board last year. She was the last person to file to run for the May 4th election, noting that Councilman McAllister's Facebook posts have been an influencer on her decision to run. She joins me now in the studio. Thank you for coming in.
Yes, my pleasure.
I mentioned in the introduction that you were the founder and director of the Battering Intervention and Prevention Program of Abilene. What does the program entail, and how does it inform your perspective on the city?
The Battering Intervention and Prevention Program of Abilene provides group facilitation for men who batter their female intimate partners. And so when you deal with that particular population, unfortunately, they are located a little lower in the socioeconomic sector. And so that gives a lot of insight as to what issues not only that particular population is facing, but also what about 19.4% of the population here in Abilene deals with on a daily basis.
So you have not shied away from difficult topics. You were one of the people who spoke during the public comment period at the Abilene City Council meeting on the social media posts from the candidate you're challenging, Kyle McAllister. You referenced the person who'd spoken right before you in your comments who'd mentioned their Girl Scout cookies, and I'm wondering if you had any second thoughts about that part of your message.
I do now, considering the impact that it had on the little girls. And so, of course, going back, I think I might have been a little bit too passionate. But I don't think that we should ignore the fact that the council did have an opportunity to censure, one. Two, they also had an opportunity to allow a community that was traumatized by Mr. McAllister's comments to actually speak prior to the censure, and that was not provided to not only that community, but to individuals who were speaking out just in reference to the racial biases that were obvious in those posts. And so retrospectively speaking, I might have gone about it a different way. But again, we do need to realize that there were some things that the city council could have addressed in a different way as well, which would have definitely impacted the way in which that entire council meeting ended up.
You have shown concern for education, saying in a previous statement that there has been a large amount of underrepresentation to children who may be economically disadvantaged or of Hispanic descent or at risk. Would education be a big focus for you on the council? And what changes would you make?
Education would be huge. Obviously, knowledge is power, and it's not necessarily just educating the underrepresented or the underprivileged or Hispanics or African Americans or women. It's actually educating the entire Abilene community in ways that would allow us to all move forward in a positive manner.
The Abilene City Council currently only has one woman on the board, and if you win the election, you would be the second woman and the only woman of color. What different perspectives would you bring to the city council?
Those perspectives that you mentioned, a woman's perspective, a Latina's perspective. I also know what the struggles are in reference to being located a little lower on the socioeconomic hierarchy. So being able to provide those perspectives, I'm a veteran. I serve the United States military, so I can obviously be able to provide that perspective as well. So I possess a lot of different perspectives that is relatable to the majority of our community here. And so definitely a perspective that is not on the council at this point. So I'd be able to provide a lot.
Mayor Anthony Williams has said that the city will be revisiting the street maintenance fee, and the fee may be adjusted this year. What changes would you like to see in the Abilene Council make on this policy?
I've had the opportunity to speak with a lot of constituents in reference to the street maintenance fee. One in particular was a veteran who can't afford the street maintenance fee that was placed on his water bill. And so I think what really needs to be revisited is the way in which we prioritize the monies that are spent in this town. It's obvious that they haven't been spent in a way that is conducive to our community. And so we do need to revisit that, whether or not that is adjusting the street maintenance fee or completely getting rid of it.
With the street maintenance fee, Abilene is investing heavily in repairing the city's streets. Do you think that there are other maintenance projects that should be considered?
Definitely. One particular project that comes to mind is the Adaptive Recreation Center, which is located at the Rose Park Recreation Center at 2609 South 7th. That particular program is to provide, that particular program's purpose is to provide special leisure and adaptive recreational activities for persons with disabilities. It is not ADA compliant. There are over 100 individuals with disabilities who utilize that building on a daily basis. And in the event of any type of emergencies, city personnel are going to be expected to evacuate those individuals by hand. And so, unfortunately, it's going to cause a lot of harm to our citizens. Another project, again, are these recreation centers that house our after-school care programs in which our children attend that are falling apart. And so that would be one project that I would like to see implemented. We do have a recreation center, one of our youngest recreation centers, which was the Chavez Recreation Center located on the south side, that isn't even open anymore, that isn't able to provide these services to that particular community because of the way in which monies were allotted. And that has negatively impacted that particular part of our community. And so updating these recreation centers and providing that quality of life that you hear folks talking about would be something that I would like to see.
Abilene is currently working to reduce vacancies downtown and invigorate the business climate. What steps do you think that the city council needs to make these goals a reality?
In reference to the steps, there's been a lot of talk about the local government corporation being implemented in reference to the revitalization of downtown, which obviously would benefit not only North Abilene, downtown Abilene, but also the entire community. But you've got to be careful in how you do that, because you still are talking about spending taxpayer dollars, and now you're investing that and mingling those monies in with private organizations. And so as far as steps that need to be taken, I believe that they're being taken now as far as your local government corporation. But I think a lot more thought needs to go into how that's going to affect local taxpayers and constituents who live in that area who can't afford to provide their family with a good quality of life. And that is a direct result of the way in which the tax dollars are spent.
What do you think Abilene should do regarding the downtown hotel and convention center plans?
Again, I go back to this local government corporation that they're thinking about implementing. And I would encourage listeners and taxpayers to research what all that entails, because it is going to entail you mixing in taxpayer dollars with private dollars, and hence your public-private partnership that does include taxpayer dollars, and that could possibly include a tax increase. And so it is very important that taxpayers educate themselves and that the city council educate and do what they can to educate taxpayers on how that could possibly impact tax increases.
Do you have any final words for voters before we wrap up?
Early voting starts April 22nd. We have Election Day on May 4th. I highly recommend that if you want to see change in our city, you've got to get out there and you've got to vote it in. As difficult for some people as that may be, considering certain things that have happened, that is the only way that that our city is going to see change. And so I recommend that everybody get out and vote, voice their concerns through their vote. And I look forward to what this campaign has to not only offer myself and the other candidates, but also the city of Abilene.
Cynthia Alvidrez is a Place 5 candidate running up against Corey Clements and Kyle McAllister. We'll hear more from these candidates and those running for the open Place 6 seat in the coming days. I'm Matthew Thompson, and this is KACU.